You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey everyone, Joe here from buildassetsonline.com, and today I'm doing a little bit of a different video where I go on Reddit, I go into a business related Reddit, and answer someone's question the best that I can. So today I am in the small business Reddit subreddit. I'm going to read the question out loud. I'll put a link, I guess, to the question below so you guys can check it out, but I'll read it anyway. So the question reads, need advice from those wiser than I in business. My laptop is over here, so excuse me while I look away. Hey everyone, I'm very ignorant when it comes to business. I want to open a virtual tutoring business. I already have 50 plus interested clients. However, I am not wanting to do this as a full-time job. I more just want supplemental income. Do I still need to buy insurances and all that jazz? Would I do a sole proprietor or LLC? Do I pay myself from the LLC slash SP with a 1099? Or do I say F all the technicalities and do it as a side hustle? My concern in doing that is I already have so many interested and it may end up bigger than I anticipate. Any resources or crash courses on starting a small business, or maybe someone knowledgeable who has an hour to spend with me on the phone? Question mark. Thank you. Okay, so what he's asking is you know, he obviously has people interested in this service that he's interested in starting a business about, this video tutoring, and he wants to see if he can get away with kind of skipping the whole business formation thing. Like, does he have to worry about this before he gets his business started? And my answer is, he's asked if he can say F all the technicalities. And my answer is absolutely yes, but not in the way that you're thinking. Now, in our business, we own a series of e-commerce stores, a series of different content sites, a few different online business models. We say F all the technicalities, and that's because we defer that stuff to our accountant. If you're getting into business, I would say before you even do any of your business activities, you can learn, you can experiment a little bit, but before you do any business activities, you need to get a local CPA. And in this case, you don't even have your business set up. So I would set a meeting with a local CPA, tell him exactly what you want to do, and have him set up. You don't want to do a sole proprietor because there's no asset protection there, but you'll want to do some sort of LLC or an S-Corp so you get the asset protection. And they will know how to best structure your business. Now, why do you want to do that from the beginning? I mean, it seems like a headache to do that. The number one reason, well, I'll give you a few reasons, but the first reason is that, I mean, maybe you don't want to spend the money with an accountant. You think it's expensive, but a good accountant is actually going to save you a ton of money. Why? Because they know all of the rules. Like, they know all the rules of what you can write off, what you can't write off. They know how to best structure your business. And when you file your tax returns, it's not something, when you have a business, it's not something that you're going to be able to do yourself. I mean, tax code is a complicated thing. When taxes are going to be, like, in your whole life, that's going to be your biggest expense. It's not going to be food. It's not going to be shelter. It's going to be taxes. Like, you're going to pay more taxes than you pay in anything else. So you need a professional working on your side that's going to figure this out for you. Because obviously you were interested in starting this virtual tutoring business. You want it to be a side hustle, so I'm thinking you have something else going on. You don't want to dedicate even like a second of your brain power into taxes or business structure or something like that. You need someone to tell you, like, hey, this is the route we're going to go down. This is why it's going to save you this, this, and this. Okay, move on to the next thing. There's going to be a lot, if you haven't got your business off the ground yet, there's going to be a lot of problems and things that you haven't foreseen. So your brain power needs to be focused on those and not this sort of thing. Even if it is just a side hustle, 10, 20 hours a week, supplemental income. And as I alluded to, the second reason is, like, if you start doing it like with your personal bank accounts and whatever, and then you go to file taxes yourself, it's going to be super messy. Like, you're going to have transactions everywhere. Like, you need to have in your personal accounts, and you're going to have to, like, dissect what's personal and what's business. It's going to be a pain. So just get your LLC set up or your S-Corp, and you have separate accounts for everything. So it's nice and neat and organized, helpful for you, easy for the government to understand if, God forbid, you get audited or something like that. Now, of course, I am not a tax professional myself. So, you know, take everything I say with a grain of salt. I am advising you to go see a local tax professional. But as I alluded to, doing it the right way from the beginning is going to save you a ton of money because, I don't know what you have for this virtual tutoring business, but there's going to be expenses. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that are associated with your business that you don't even know are associated with your business, and only a professional can help you out with that. So my advice is, in a nutshell, get off the internet, set up a call with a local accountant. Don't rely on someone on Reddit to help you with something like this. I mean, even if someone gives you the best piece of advice, like it's awesome advice, the technicalities of how to do it, how to set everything up, even if you're super smart and can figure it out, you don't want your brain power going towards that. It's gonna drain you. It's gonna be a waste of your effort, and you want to put all of the brain power that you have towards your side hustle, towards doing your business as efficiently as possible. And believe me, the cost of the account, the cost you pay to go to the accountant is gonna pay for itself. Pay for itself a couple times over, not only in your time, but when they file your taxes and write off the appropriate things and stuff like that. So I hope it helps. And I don't know if it's the advice you wanted to hear, but that's what I would recommend. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to check out the free course in the description, Online Asset Playbook, where we show you how to build an online asset portfolio. And hope to see you guys in the next video. Let me know if you enjoyed this kind of series, because it's kind of fun for me to go and answer people's questions. So, see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.